I would like to preach tonight for a few minutes on the marriage of the Lamb. In my text, a wedding takes place between Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, and his bride, that group of redeemed persons who have prepared to be included in the bridehood saints. This is a momentous occasion, obviously. The telling of this momentous occasion involves only a few verses, and much of the details are left out. We don't know a lot about this significant event, but we can draw some conclusions from the bare facts in my text and other related scriptures throughout the Bible. The marriage is announced right after the destruction of Babylon, Great Babylon, and just before the Lord returns in glory to set up his kingdom on the earth. So the end of the age is imminent at this point. Armageddon is already developing. And in the midst of that war preparation, there is a wedding that takes place. The marriage is a time of great joy. The scriptures say in my text, "Let us be glad and rejoice. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." It is an event that is anticipated both by the bridegroom and the bride. This event ushers in a closer union than ever existed between the Lord Jesus and his bride. In the natural, a man and his wife are said to be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord, the Bible says, is one spirit. My text speaks of the wedding and of the wedding supper. These are two related but separate events. There is a wedding, there is a wedding supper. The wedding involves the bridegroom and the bride, along with their attendants. The wedding supper includes the friends of the bridegroom and of the bride. The typical Jewish wedding ceremony involved an espousal period, an engagement period, at the beginning of which the man and the woman made an agreement to be married. That espousal period was just as binding as a marriage vow. They were supposed to be true to one another as if they had already consummated the marriage. In that period, that espousal period, the bridegroom was to make preparations to take care of his bride, and the bride was preparing for the wedding. On the wedding day, the bridegroom would come to the bride's house to take her as his wife and to carry her with their attendants back to the place that he had prepared for her. At their home, they would celebrate with their family and friends for about a whole week. And we see this custom through the scriptures in the New Testament. Remember Jesus going to the wedding at the Cana of Galilee, being invited to this wedding, and the celebration goes on, and they run out of wine, and Jesus turns the water into wine. And then the scriptures speak in Matthew chapter 25 of the parable of the 10 virgins. The bridegroom arrives, the virgins are asleep, the cry goes forth, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." The virgins wake up and trim their lamps. The five wise and five foolish virgins. Now the virgins are not the bride. The bride is not in the picture. All we see are the attendants of the bride, the virgins, the five wise and the five foolish virgins. And they were prepared to accompany the bridegroom and the bride to the marriage. But the five foolish left off their oil. They didn't replenish their oil. And so they were refused entrance into the marriage. Now, theologians recognize that the bride is not the composite of all saints. Some are attendants at the wedding. Others are invited not to the wedding, but to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And in verse 9 of my text says, "He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." So not all saints are bridehood saints, but even those who are invited to the marriage supper are said to be blessed. So regardless of our rank in heaven, we'll be blessed to be there, even if it's just at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, having said that, I think we should all strive to be bridehood saints. The text says that the bride hath made herself ready. So there is a process of spiritual preparation that precedes the wedding day. And I want you to notice that in the scriptures, the purpose of the gospel ministry is to prepare a bride for Jesus. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2, Paul says to the Corinthian church, "For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband."